Bloomberg Intelligence. Valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
Yeah, good morning, 6:21 on Wall Street. I'm John Tucker. The General Motors shareholder meeting is scheduled for today. The company may have to answer questions like why Tesla and Fiat Chrysler returns are beating GM this year. Joining us now on the phone line, sponsored by Spectrum Enterprise, your nationwide provider of scalable fiber network services and managed cloud solutions, Kevin Tynan with Bloomberg Intelligence. Well, Kevin, let's start off with that question. Why are Tesla and Fiat Chrysler returns beating GM this year?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure that there's a whole lot GM can do about that specifically. I think in the case of Tesla, you're basically looking forward to some terminal value discounted back to the current that says it's worth more than GM and Ford and all these other global automakers. And in the case of Fiat Chrysler, it looks to be a little bit that they're all in on trucks globally, and especially in the U.S. here. You know, they run at about 86% truck mix on a month-to-month basis, where Ford and GM are a little bit less in the mid to low 70s. And with mix 62% truck in the U.S., that seems to be where the future is.
Okay, so why don't just boost the truck share?
Yeah, I think that's part of the plan. I also think too, when you look at where we are in the cycle, so late in the cycle in terms of U.S. auto sales. You know, the other thing too is that General Motors has really backed off of operations in other countries outside of the U.S. and sort of gone all in on U.S. You see, their actions in Europe and in India. So at this time, where if the U.S. is at the peak or past the peak of the cycle, the sales cycle, now would be a good time to have extra cash on the balance sheet, especially when you consider that investors are looking forward to the next iteration of the auto industry, be it self-driving or ride-sharing or things like that, and those things are going to take money for investment.
Self-driving trucks, ride-sharing and trucks, it just doesn't seem to,
doesn't seem
to mix.
I agree.
A dual share class advanced by David Einhorn, we've heard a lot about that. Is that dead?
It's a high hurdle, that's certainly for sure, and I think a little bit has to do with that timing of where we are in the cycle and what is being valued by the markets right now. And I think, if you look at what Tesla is being valued for, and it's up, some 60% year to date, and this future of self-driving and electric or electrified vehicles, that's all going to take capital. And if you say, well, let's give $20 billion to Tesla and give $20 billion to General Motors and see where they are in X number of years. Well, the issue is GM has the $20 billion and Tesla doesn't. So I think the idea that Tesla has more potential is a little bit overstated. I think if GM starts moving that direction, has the capital to do it, they can achieve on the EV side or the self-driving side everything that any other automaker globally would be able to do.
One word. Is Mary Barra's job safe?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Kevin, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Kevin Tynan, Bloomberg Intelligence Analyst, joining us this morning on the phone line, sponsored by Spectrum Enterprise, nationwide provider of scalable fiber network services and managed cloud solutions. And you can read more on Bloomberg Intelligence, providing unique real-time research, context on industries, and all the market and government factors that impact business terminal customers. You can access this at BIGO.com.